Armstrong, Admiral Forrest, and many others from Enterprise and many others, and you are listening to TrekMate.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the TrekMate podcast. Its continuing mission, to entertain, enlighten, educate, and talk all things Trek. To boldly go where no podcast has gone before.
Make it so.
Colonel Jack, all hands battle station.
Don't worry, we will get to the bottom of this.
All I ask is a tall ship and a star to steer by.
I don't want excuses, I want answers.
Am I authorized to enter the neutral zone?
How do you think that tells me about your character?
Captain's log, stardate 3541.9.
Program complete. Enter when ready.
Hello and welcome to TrekMate. My name's Wayne Emery.
Hello everybody, my name's Jude Hawkins, and this is our most Christmassy of our Christmas episodes, and potentially our last of 2020, the year of shite, before the year of potentially bigger shite. But we're going to have fun tonight and try and entertain you, and we'll definitely be entertaining ourselves. We had a couple of ideas going into this episode, which we discussed on the Patreon. If you choose to listen to that, you might have heard that already. But if you didn't, we're going with one of the two ideas, and we'll say the other one. So that the idea which we'll save for another time is Wayne guessing which Star Trek Patreon, not Patreon, I keep getting it mixed up tonight before we've even recorded, sorry, which Star Trek actors are the cheapest to the most expensive on Cameo. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah,
and we're going to save that for another time, so maybe that'll be our New Year's episode. Mm-hmm. It's just a bit of fun. Something what's much more fun, what we're doing, is me and Wayne are giving each other virtual presents, pretend Christmas presents.
We're pretending that we give enough of a fuck about each other to spend £100 on one another.
Yeah. I did actually give you my first Christmas presents this year.
I really do appreciate it.
And I said, don't worry about giving anything back. And I mean that. It's absolutely fine. But yeah, so we've got an imaginary £100 each. And so we're gonna reveal our presents to each other via WhatsApp, so the other person can open it. And then the other person will explain their choices behind it. And I think we're both really looking forward to it, but we're just gonna have a bit of a catch up first and talk some other Trek stuff.
Yeah, no, so I think today I watched I assume it's the last episode of this half of the series of Discovery.
So we're in for a good laugh now.
it was Terra Prime Part 2.
So you're saying it's the last of the first half, or the first?
You know,
of the
they normally split it in two.
Yeah.
No, it was the second part of a two-part episode, but I think now they're going to go on a break for a while.
Right. Yeah.
If you know what I mean. And they had a two-part mirror episode.
Oh right. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Still not watch it, but yeah, carry on.
What I would say about these two episodes is, even though for the majority of the time I was disinterested, I would say that they're the least shit of the rest that I've seen.
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind when you're saying that is just a bunch of people in a room where they're just saying, like, we're losing them, guys. Like, okay, yeah, we've got some new fans, but the older fans, they're dropping off. Some of these podcasts, just listen to these podcasts. They're not liking it. You know, they're normally very loyal and they're not liking it. And then someone's just said, do some mirror episodes. They'll love that. They love that shit. Just do some mirror stuff. It doesn't matter if it doesn't make any sense. Just put it together. They'll like it.
and it makes zero sense whatsoever.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, and the thing is, I don't... okay, I want to say something, but I want to tell you one part about it.
Oh, you can tell spoilers. That's fine.
Okay, I just... No,
if I
no,
do watch it,
you,
it's not
going to
be for once.
Because if I...
Well, just estimate how long your spoiler chat might last. And
okay,
then
by the time this goes out,
it.
They would have had like 5 days to have watched the episode. And I would assume...
then estimate how long you're going to talk about it, so then they can just skip ahead if... Or pause and come back, I suppose.
Okay, I tell you what. Skip ahead about 1 minute.
1 minute.
1 minute.
So it's just... really good stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so skip ahead now. Dude, you're wasting their time! I've now got 5 seconds to tell you!
Go carry on! You're just going to say, Burnham somewhere she doesn't need to be. It's ridiculous. The whole thing's an absolute joke, and I'm just going to go, oh my god. So,
No, they brought back the Guardian of Forever.
Oh, okay.
They brought back the Guardian of Forever. But this time, he also has a physical embodiment as, like, an old guy. I was convinced it was going to be a Q. So, yeah. Anyway, I don't give a fuck enough Discovery to talk about it.
So sorry. Everybody.
Okay, if you've just welcome back.
This is not how far they've pushed me. That's blame CBS.
Yeah, no, it's just more... It's just more Discovery nonsense, but out of all of the episodes that have been so far, it's been the least shit. Doesn't mean that I enjoyed it.
I'd love to see that on a poster. Out of all the episodes so far, this has been the least shit. Oh, God.
Oh.
Or like a movie franchise or something at the cinema. Oh god.
Still a 1-star review, but out of the trilogy, this is the least shit.
Yeah. Oh god, so you're right, that probably was about a minute. One thing I was just gonna say is, like, we did text each other a few times about rules for our Christmas game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was me who said, like, no Discovery bollocks. Because I just knew that either one of us could, like, start buying the other one Discovery stuff just to wind them up.
Yeah.
And I was just, let's not go there.
Let's actually be nice to each other.
Yeah. You know, let's do presents that we're not going to give to the blooming charity shop or sell on eBay for £1 the next day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, what that's the thing. And we decided, a couple of the rules that... we came up with was that we were going to limit ourselves to...
Yeah, 100... many.
Sorry?
There wasn't many rules that we came up with.
No, it was that we were going to limit our entire budget to £100.
Mm-hmm.
That there you had to have bought a minimum of 3 presents, mm-hmm. but a maximum of 8.
That's right, yeah.
So, and we allowed ourselves to not include postage.
Yes, yeah, because, I mean, what's the point when they're not real anyway?
Exactly. It doesn't cost us anything to post pictures to each other.
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly.
Before we get to our game, though, there's at least one thing I can remember what I was going to tell you, which, if people want to skip ahead 2 to 3 minutes, go ahead, because it's not... strictly Star Trek. It's Trekmate based in a way.
Are you going to waste half of those 3 minutes whilst they skip laughing?
It's basically, you know, I told you that I've been listening to Matt's podcast, the Todcast.
Yes.
The offline gamer cast.
Yeah.
And I'm enjoying that. I feel like I'm listening to that more than anything at the moment mm-hmm. when I'm walking out and about.
Nice.
But I'm still back in 2016 at this point. But those guys, they talk about Kickstarter so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I've said to you, like, how do they have the time? How do they have the money to back all these different things and play all these different games? Well, I think I know the answer. I can't speak for Ray, but I'm guessing from everything I've heard her say that, like Matt, they don't have kids. So mm-hmm. It makes a big difference in people's lives, I get, if they don't have kids like we do.
Mm-hmm.
Big difference, but
either that or just be a neglectful parent. And
yeah, no, I'm pretty sure she did. Well, not in 2016, she doesn't. I'm sure she would have mentioned it.
No, I'm sure Ray doesn't.
But yeah, they talk about Kickstarter so much. It made me curious. You know, I've known about the website and websites like it for years, but just never really bothered to go on there or think about, you know, how does it work? Do you just go on there and search keywords or whatever? And yeah, it is exactly that. But I just happened to find out about a magazine recently for Shenmue. It's called Shenmue World.
Mm-hmm.
For anyone who hasn't heard me and Wayne talk about it 100 times, it's just a game on the Dreamcast. Later came out on the Xbox, now on PS4. And I think that's it, isn't it? Is it?
The re-release
Shenmue
was
1 and 2. Yeah, Shenmue 1 and 2.
And then Shenmue 3 was PS4 and PC.
Shenmue 3 is just PS4 and PC at the moment, but I'm sure it will come to the others at some point. But yeah, it holds a special place in mine and Wayne's heart. It came out in like 99, 2000. And yeah, just really classic game and a lot of good feelings about it. But anyway, went on Kickstarter. And there's a website that has been dedicated to Shenmue for over 20 years called Shenmue Dojo. And even though it's not been run by the same people the whole time, it's always been run by people that are clearly passionate about it. But the current guy, whose name is James Brown, which I thought was quite funny, English guy, who absolutely loves it, decided he really wanted to do something, you know, other than just a website. So he decided to produce a magazine called Shenmue World. And it's a pretty thick looking thing. I can't remember how many pages it's supposed to be. But he was looking to raise like $6,000 on Kickstarter.
Mm-hmm.
And there was less than 24 hours left when I looked at it. It was like 22 hours left, and he'd done like $16,000, so like way over what he needed to do. And I think it went up to about 17, 18 or something in the next 24 hours, where I made my first Kickstarter purchase or bid or whatever you call it. I don't know what you call it. It was an absolute bargain. He'd already reached his goal, but obviously it was still open to anyone who wants to bid, and they still get what they pay for. So for £15 and £5 postage, because I'm in the UK and he is as well, it was more for Americans and other people around the world. So yeah, for £20, get a very thick magazine with all sorts of cool stuff in, exclusive interviews with cast members and creators and stuff like that, and just general good stuff, photography, and it's got a bunch of postcards, like a A3 poster, a signed print by Eric Kelso, who plays three different roles in the game. So he's Ren.
Yeah.
Fuku-san.
Mm-hmm.
And is his name Guizhong?
Guizhong.
The guy in the suit. Guizhong, the guy in the suit, who's Master Chen's son. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, so like a signed 8x10 or something, a bunch of stickers, bunch of postcards, all sorts for mm-hmm. like £15 plus postage. And I was like, yeah, I'm doing that. And you get your name in the magazine. So even if it's like one of I guess it was like between 500 and 600 people that had bid at that mm-hmm. point. But not bid, donated would be the word, wouldn't it? Donate. Backed, yeah, well done, mate. Yeah, between 500 and 600 people that have backed it. But after he'd reached his goal and said, yeah, Yeah, it's all successful. You're getting all your stuff. It'll be with you by February 2021 at the latest. You get to put your name in the magazine, but it's 29 letters maximum. So I thought when I put Jude Hawkins in, I just thought, well, I may as well put more in. And I considered putting your name in, but I just thought, if I put two names, are they going to like disqualify me?
Because it's like you're splitting it.
He's trying to pull a fast one here. Yeah. So basically, so in the Shenmue World issue one magazine, and he intends on doing more, which I will potentially get more if he does that. From what literally shown online, it looks really cool. But yeah, I'm blabbering. So my name will appear as Jude Hawkins, the Trekmate podcast.
Excellent. Very
so that
nice.
Is history now. Yeah, as long as it comes out and he doesn't end up having to give everyone their money back. But I don't think so, because he's already produced copies. It was just more of a question of however many people backed it is how many of these he's going to have to get done.
And also the thing is, within the Shenmue community, the Shenmue Dojo, if you like Shenmue, you know the Shenmue Dojo. It's been going for so long.
Yeah,
as well.
It's like their number one supporter and, you know, respected thing by everyone who's been in the game, which is why obviously that voice actor was, you know, not just in a long interview in the magazine, but, you know, he was willing to say, yeah, I'll do 600 to 1,000 prints, whatever it is you need. And, you know, he can't be getting that much from it. But yeah, I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, I think it's fantastic. And I would have loved to have backed it myself, but I just did not have any free spare cash when it was going on. But no, I'm
I'll
really
loan
happy
in the
for
magazine.
It.
I'll loan it
just
to
send
you
pictures.
For a bit.
Just pirate it for us.
Yeah, I can do. Yeah, we do that with everything else, so why not?
That's it. No, that is very cool. And the thing is, as well, with Shenmue, it's a game that you can't really describe just how much that game can, like, have an influence just on, like, your perspective of things, or just leave a real impact.
It really did
life.
For me, yeah. Yeah, it meant a lot at the time, being the age I am and when it came out, and just loving the Dreamcast, and it just, well, it sold the Dreamcast for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I found out about that game, but it was just like, wow, this looks really good. I'd been like I wouldn't say I'm a fanboy of anything now in my adult years. Like, if something's good, it's good.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, I was very loyal, and I was a loyal Nintendo kid for years. And I was very reluctant to buy a PlayStation when that was becoming super popular in the UK. But the Dreamcast, I was just sold on that way before I even got one. And Shenmue had a lot to do with that, like magazines and the old TV program just saying, you know, look at this game. This is coming out soon. This is going to change everything. And like, I really believed it. And when it did, I was like, wow. This is amazing. Like, people can look back at it and laugh now, like, oh, it's not that great. It's not that detailed. It's not that immersive, you know, compared to what we have now. But yeah, we're spoiled now compared to back then. Like, to jump from Mario and Sonic to Ryu avenging his father's death while collecting whatever you call them, toys from. Yeah, capsule toys. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, oh, yeah, it was just fantastic. It's
it really
great
was.
To revisit it as well.
And the thing is as well, that for me, that is a game that I always associate with Christmas as well, because
It's set at Christmas. It's real time, yeah. Like, you have to wake up every morning, do your routines, and go to bed at night, and it starts on, like, December 11th or something like that.
Yeah.
So you're there's no way. I presume you can't complete it before Christmas Day, so you have to be walking around on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and I love that.
And also, it's a question, when my first introduction to that game was my friend Stuart, who you met at the Palooza. He had imported Shenmue from Japan.
Mm.
And because he had read things about it, so, and he brought it round, and booted it up, neither of us knew storyline wise what the fuck was going on, but was just in absolute awe at this game, like the visual capabilities, the entire scale of it was immense. So it came out in the December of that year of 2000, and Neil got it for me for Christmas as well that year. So I was
wasn't it December 99?
Not over here.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I know we've had this. Don't worry about it. I'll take your word for it. Don't worry. Don't look it up.
No,
I'll take your word for it.
Because I know that at that point, I was working at the turkey farm, and Stuart was working at the turkey farm as well. And I don't think he started until 2000. But show me your release date. No, I will find this out because this is gripping podcast stuff. But
Star Trek fans love us banging on about this game that they've never played and they never will play.
Came out December 1st in 2000 in Europe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, December.
I was imagining it to be earlier.
No, December 29th, 1999 in Japan, November 8th, 2000 in North America, and the 1st December in Europe.
Mm.
So, yeah, no, and because I had a strict rule of don't buy myself anything in December in case someone buys it for me for Christmas.
Yeah, I'm having to resist the urge of that this year as well again.
Yeah, so no, I
half things that I urge for, like, they're not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. But just in case, you never know.
Yeah, just in case. Yeah, you can't take that risk.
But so, yeah, no, so I absolutely associate that with Christmas.
Oh, can I just take a couple of minutes to talk about two shitty things, non-Trek related, but I'm sure a lot of the listeners of this podcast will understand me bringing it up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think I did on the Patreon, but two legends in the last 2 weeks we've lost, both Star Wars actors. Darth Vader, Dave Prowse, he's gone. Mm-hmm. And then just in the last couple of days, really, really strange coincidence in timing, given TV programs out there at the moment. We've lost Jeremy Bullock as well, Boba Fett, mm-hmm. the original Boba Fett from the Star Wars films. And yeah, it was weird when Dave Prowse died the other week. I just said to my wife, I just said, that's really horrible. And I kind of knew it was coming, but I bet you there's at least one more horrible one in the next sad one where it's going to be somewhere where I'm like, no, in the next couple of weeks. It's just that sort of year.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, same franchise, same sort of nice guy that everyone gets on with and loves seeing at the conventions. It's sad.
It is, and that's it. And as you said, all both so close together.
We'd actually considered both of those guys coming to our conventions at some point, but we only didn't because of the money, basically. Well, actually, no, we were close to Dave Prowse actually at one point, but whoever his agent was or manager or whatever it was
they
at the time.
They were cutting down on number of appearances.
Yeah, and just mucking around a bit, and we've just, very sad seeing them both gone.
It is, and the thing, neither of them were spring chickens.
No,
so it's definitely whenever someone.
It's not as sad if they were sort of our age or younger or something. And
well, the thing is, it's just one of them things. As we get older, and you see people from your childhood passing away, it's kind of like the reminder of the ticking clock.
It is, yeah, scary.
Yeah, exactly. Really is, but no, well pointed out because it may not be Trek, but a lot of Trek fans enjoy Star Wars as well. So
I'll bring up a quote from a Trekmate episode of me saying to you the first time I'd met Jeremy Bullock, and I sent you the photo which I put out on my own Facebook feed this week, like. Never been so happy to touch an old man's helmet. There's a picture of me and Jeremy Bullock in his Boba Fett outfit, and he's like holding his Boba Fett helmet, and I, you know, he's like wants you to reach out and grab it, so I'm gonna fucking do that. There's no way I'm like, that's all right, clearly gonna grab it. But like, yeah, very happy in that picture.
You are glad that you grabbed that old man's helmet.
Oh, definitely, yeah, no regrets.
So it is Christmas time, and yes. The only thing that people should give a fuck about at Christmas time is gifts.
Yeah, presents. That's what it's all about.
Fuck family. It's all about the presents.
I know we've both gone mad on presents for the family.
Oh, yeah.
This year. So who's going first? Who's going to send the other one a present first?
Do you have a preference? Okay, wait. Let's work this out. How many presents did you buy?
So, let me just check my number. So, 93.
93?
So, 93, but then I was going to give you an option at the end.
Price.
Of whether...
price of the cost was
93 is guaranteed the ones I'm going to say. And then at the end, I'm going to say, like, oh, do you want this type of present? Or do you want this type of present sort of thing? And then, depending on
honest,
what you say.
I have spent...
So I won't save the best till last. I'll save, like, the wild card or whatever you want to call it till last.
And how many physical gifts? So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Well, 0 physical gifts.
Okay. How many let's have virtual gifts?
2, 3, 4, 5. Five definites. Definites, and then one which I'll let you decide depending on a rough description of options at the end.
Okay. In that case, I tell you what, you go first.
What, as in I send you one?
Yeah. Because I'll tell you now, my total cost for you is £92.26. However...
close.
Yeah, so but I was considering filling that gap, and I thought like no, because if I'm being fair, you're probably gonna need to get a couple of bits to go with one of your presents. So I was like, no, I will cater that in. So yes, anyway, you'll find that out in a bit.
Oh, can I just send you one thing before we do our presents?
Mm-hmm.
Someone sent me this picture, like they're a big Star Wars fan. They're not a Star Trek fan. I don't even know where they got it from or anything. But it's someone somewhere has got a tattoo of Data. And it's so fucking random. Like, I'm sending it now. Like, why? Why?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I get why people would get a tattoo of Data, because you're a big Trek, you're a big TNG fan, you're
okay,
a big
to say
fan,
that that's
but...
Data is number one a bit of a stretch, because it's really badly drawn.
It you can tell that it's Data because of the uniform, the skin tone, and the fact that he has got a cat called
and the
Spot, I guess,
hair.
On his crotch.
It's the placement of the cat. The cat, Data is sitting. Laying like
that,
Data is sitting like seductively back.
What in the world of tattoos they would call a pinup? It's a sexy 1950s model sort of thing in his pose.
And then
he's looking very feminine with his butt sticking out, knees sticking forwards, elbow behind his head. Then a very large Spot the cat is sitting on his crotch looking overly happy. It's very weird.
He has been that Spot has definitely been overfed.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, he'd give Garfield a run for his money. But yeah, it's very that definitely looks like a tattoo that might have been done on a bet, but it's not small.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought I'd share that with you.
But who would think that was a good idea?
Drunk people. It's a bad trend, unfortunately. People getting tattoos done while drunk and and naughty tattoo artist being willing to do it. I think shame on them, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, so I'll stop sending you other pictures of silly stuff. I can save that for another time. I will just crack on with the presents. So here is your first present or presents.
Okay.
It's from a company that I regularly purchase from called EMP, which sells all sorts of toys and clothing.
What and sorts I'll of toys, Jude?
I was going to say this. I wasn't going to say this, but now I'm going to say this. Guess what comes up when you type Star Trek dildo into the internet? Absolutely nothing.
Really?
Disgraceful. Yeah.
I know, honestly, mate.
I thought it would come up. It didn't.
I typed in Star Trek sex gift to find
something
for you. And all that came up was a Star Trek book, a book discussing Star Trek sexuality in the 24th century or something. Yeah. And I was like, no, I don't want anything serious about sex for Jude.
Yeah. But don't tell me anyway, because these might be things that we bought for each other. But go on, tell the people what is my first gift for you.
What Jude has just bought me for my first gift is what looks like some very comfortable underoos. He's got us some boxer shorts. And
It's a three pack
with Command, Science, and Engineering colours from the TOS era. And no, I like them. I'd be well happy to be wearing Star Trek boxes.
Yeah, that's kind of how I think with presents, you know. If I like it, then it should be good.
Yeah, no, I well like that. And also, to be honest, it's one of them things that I rarely... I should buy boxers more often. I think... I'm not sure if everyone is like me, where, like, you rarely buy yourself underwear. Oh, no, I'm the absolute opposite in the sense of I will wear boxers until they're fucking falling apart.
Well, I do. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I do wear them till they're falling apart. I actually threw away a pair today for the first time in 2 years. I've not thrown a pair of boxer shorts away in the time I've lived in this house. But before then, for like a good amount of time, and I know I'm going to sound posh saying this, but I would only buy boxer shorts from, Marks and Spencer. They're just really nice. It would be like £18 for a pack of three.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just really nice, really comfortable, just really decent compared to everything I'd ever worn in the past. I'm just too old to be wearing shit pants, you know. Like, I want to wear something nice, but they would last for years. Where some of the ones that I've got are nearly as old as my son, so like eldest son, so like 10, 15 years old.
You can't argue with that quality, then.
No, you can't. Definitely not.
No.
And yeah, these are £23 for free, and they kind of remind me of mine, but I only wouldn't buy them for myself because I'd only ever buy pairs if I can look at them in a shop and tug the elastic and check that it's got a massive enough crotch on there.
Yeah, no, I would not have that problem. But no, they look really nice. I'm very honoured that is my first gift. And yeah, also, it is the sort of gift that you would give someone at Christmas. I like it a lot.
Nice.
Okay. Now I'm going. Which present shall I start with? I am going to give you this gift first. Okay.
Got a flap open already. Yeah, something's coming through. Ah, Wayne has chosen a beanie. Space, the Final Frontier. Got your little Starfleet logos and just pretty much like the boxer shorts, the gold, the blue, And the red. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
I'd wear that right now, definitely. I wear a hat every single day.
That's the thing. So whenever I see you post pictures or send us a picture of when you're out somewhere or maybe walking the dog or something, you've always got a hat on.
I do. Yeah, every single time, without fail.
So I figured a Star Trek themed beanie hat.
Oh, this is almost making me sad, but it's only virtual now. Wear that, definitely.
Next year, we'll have to set an actual budget aside through the year.
Yeah, it can be a Patreon thing. Get other people to pay for our gifts. We'll buy them, but someone else pays for them.
So that hat cost £16.99.
That's good. And it looks official. Not that it matters, but it looks official.
It is an official merchandise.
Yeah, I've never seen that, surprisingly.
Made by a company called Lavazzi.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, they did have an entire set with a scarf and everything else for about £30.
I'm wearing scarves at the moment as well. I've wanted to buy myself a new scarf because I'm borrowing my wife's in the last couple of weeks and feel guilty about it, but I don't want to buy myself one just in case she's buying me one for Christmas. Okay, so I need to go on to my next one for you.
Mm-hmm.
So here is incoming my second gift to you. As someone we know was involved in the making of this gift, so I don't know if that's a clue to you before you get it. Someone I have driven around in my car, in fact. As bizarre as that sounds. And I didn't know that was the case until after I'd even saved the picture.
I was actually looking at this when I was looking at it because I thought, oh, should I get Jude something Voyager related? But Jude has bought me the autobiography of Catherine Janeway written by Una McCormack.
Hardcover, which is always better.
Hardcover.
I always prefer hardcover. It's going to last longer.
Yeah. And also, I just like hardcovers. They look nicer on your shelf.
Yeah, definitely.
It's definitely a snobby thing to do, prefer hardcovers. But yeah, no, I love it. So this is a book that Una wrote in the form of Janeway writing her own autobiography.
I think it's a very cool concept. I look forward to reading the Kirk one. I know there's a Picard one. But yeah, now there's a Janeway one, which is great. And I know Una's good at what she does.
This is a book that I would actually like to read as well.
Me too.
I'd really like to read it, especially after finishing the rewatch.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I'll do my full rewatch and then I might buy it for myself.
Yeah,
and that was only what was that got on there, 40 if you rounded it down.
Yeah,
well, actually, 14 without postage, 14 quid, not bad at all.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. I like the art of it as well. The cover art, nice, simple.
Yeah, I think they've gone along with what they've done for the other two with Picard and and Kirk at this point. But yeah, if they don't do Sisko now, I'm going to be pissed off. Or Archer.
They should. If it's becoming a theme, they definitely should.
Yeah.
Because if there's going continuity wise, there should have been a Sisko one first.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
So yeah, no, I really, I'd tell you what we'll do as well is I will, pictures of everything that we've chosen each other, I will include in the description of the podcast on the main page. So if you if you want to see what we've chosen for each other, head on over to trekmate.org.uk and find this episode, and then we'll include that there. So no, thank you very much. I appreciate that, and I will send you next gift. Which will be, I thought, something that we could maybe use on the podcast.
Well, it's done that again, where it comes up with a blurred image at first. Oh, cool. I've never seen that either. So Wayne has sent me a Star Trek Deep Space Nine with a cool looking picture of bald Sisko on the front trivia quiz book. Nice. And it's only just over £7. That's cool.
Yeah, no, I thought it's something that we would definitely make use of.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's where we win most of our Trek-offs, isn't it? If one of us is lucky enough to get the Deep Space Nine one, that's usually what wins us the quiz. The Trek-off, sorry.
Exactly. So everyone's a winner if we're doing a Trek-off with
mutual ground. Yeah.
Exactly. So no, I thought that would be perfect for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Good for both of us.
Mhm. Definitely.
Thank you. Okay. Right. Let's look for. So that was that gift number two from you?
That was gift number two.
So I'm gonna do gift number three from me to you.
Mhm.
Yes. So much like you did, I found stuff and then found it for cheaper on another one. So. I'm just going to send the clearer picture, but this might not be the cheaper version.
No, that's fine. Yeah, because to get as much into the budget as we could, we like did shop about a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, I do like that.
I knew you would.
I knew you like that. Yeah.
I've seen this in person, but I've not seen it as cheap as I found it online.
So this is the Eagle Moss. Like the larger versions of the ships that they produce, and this is the USS Enterprise E, and she does look beautiful.
Very, very nice.
Yeah, I love the detail. The bigger ones, they've got such great detail on them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not something, it's kind of one of those things, it's not that I don't appreciate it, but I don't like the idea of getting into the collecting of this stuff, because I think if I started, I might not be able to stop.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was only to have one or two or something like that, this would
the specific ones.
Yeah, this would be one of them, I think, if I was only able to have one or two. Very, very cool looking.
And the large ones are a decent size as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, they're absolutely beautiful. I do love the detail on it. So, yeah, no, and that's...
You've definitely said many times over the years, before I was even on the pod, how much you love the E.
Yeah, the Sovereign class is just fantastic. I love it. To be honest, right, with Discovery being flung into the future, I'm disappointed that we don't see, like... the later ships being used as almost like relics that are just still like being battered about. You know how like
that would be clever.
Like TNG and that, it would have like some of the like TOS era movie ships being used just as like the battered ships that still get used.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if you saw some of them or like a Prometheus class or something else that was like cutting edge back in the day.
I just don't think the people involved are smart enough, to be honest.
They don't give enough fucks.
They don't.
No.
They go like we discussed earlier. Well, we didn't discuss it, but like we said earlier on, I think they go for easy, low-hanging fruit, I think is a term some people use. You know, like, oh, let's do Mirror Mirror again. Because we can, because it's easy, because we know it's something that will get a reaction.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Stuff like what you're saying, I don't think they care enough to do that.
No, exactly. And also, you don't want to actually make fans too happy.
No.
You don't want to give them too much of what they want.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm just tossing between which presents to give you next. I'm going to give you this one. This is a gift that I would personally think makes a great Christmas present.
Cool.
But I look forward to this. In general, so here goes.
Oh, what is this? Oh, I do love this. I do love these in general. This is something I've been a fan of for decades. I've never seen this. Do you know what? If I actually saw this in the shop, I would just buy it mm-hmm. straight away for more money than this as well. So Wayne has sent me, who's the boldest? Star Trek Top Trumps. Gotta love Top Trumps. Who doesn't love Top Trumps? Honestly, like I've just like spent hours on like Top Trumps decks with like things I don't even like that much, but I still enjoy the game. Like like cars, like the Disney cars or stuff yeah. like that. I can still sit there and play it, and then like, and then after you play them for too long, you get to know. You even get to know what like is gonna be in people's hands. Like oh, that one's got to be coming round again.
Yeah.
And you know all the stats and stuff like that. But yeah, Star Trek. I've never even thought to look for it, to be honest. It's weird.
Mm-hmm. And also, I thought I wanted to get you something because with Christmas, I love playing games at Christmas, like physical games. And I figured a game that you could easily convince your non-Trekkie family to play with you is a game that they could also like just enjoy for the mechanics in the game.
If anyone's Wayne sent me it via Amazon link, so I think I might have to get this myself. If someone gets me Amazon vouchers, I think this will be one of the first things I'll get. I don't know why I've never thought to look for it. And the picture on the front, we've got the five real captains. The first five, not Pike, and Spock on there as well. And then the original Enterprise at the top. Well, Kirk's Enterprise, not the original, because mm-hmm. that'd be Archer's. Very, very cool. Only £4? That's absolute bargain. I think I would probably pay a tenner for that, to be honest, myself.
Mm-hmm. No, well, that's...
Going to say, especially seems I've never seen it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, I'm glad that you liked it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you definitely chose well there. So, is that three each? We've done one, two. Oh, no, two each.
No, three. No, we've done three. Because you've done boxes.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Janeway,
three, sorry, yeah.
And Enterprise.
So, to send you your fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Which I had quite a few options on here. I am going with this. This is, like I said at the beginning, it's like, if I was to receive all this stuff, I'd enjoy it. But I have thought about you, you know, more in mind than myself. Like, I think you would enjoy this particular one, maybe slightly more than me because of a conversation we had couple of months, so back, so I'm sending it now.
Okay. Oh, cool. Very cool. Yes, no, Jude has bought us a Star Trek trade paperback graphic novel from Star Trek Voyager, which is it's entitled Avalon Rising, which looks like it's going to be a Dr. Holodeck episode where he's in medieval
for
times.
Sure. Yeah.
So I'm expecting holodeck malfunctions galore, but
I'm sure I'd enjoy that too. But I can't remember what it's the Viking episode where you said you loved that, and I was criticizing it a bit for just using the one set. But you were just like, no, I loved it. I was totally immersed. So I was like, oh, I'll love that.
No, I do really enjoy that episode. I'm trying to remember what the name of the title's called. But I did really enjoy that episode. So I think that is a good choice. I haven't, and also, bonus points,
I haven't read
that one.
No, me neither. I'd never, ever seen that before in any shop mm-hmm. or convention or anything. So I would enjoy reading that too.
So it was published in 2000 by Wildstorm Comics.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also it's in very good condition.
It is. Yeah.
No, and also bargain as well. stocking filler, only £2.90.
Ridiculous bargain that is.
That is really, really cheap considering like what they can go for. So, yeah, no, thank you very much. I look forward
no
to
worries.
Reading that.
Pretending to read it.
Yeah, exactly. So,
oh, okay. My voice is starting to go now. It does that sometimes, but I'll still crack on.
All right, have a sip, mate. Have a sip of drink.
Oh, I am. I think that might be part of the problem sometimes, to be honest, what I'm sipping.
See, I just have blackcurrant.
I'm drinking, it's really nice, actually. It's Jack Daniel's liqueur, but it is a Tennessee cinnamon fire spice or something like that, it's called. It's basically like cinnamon flavored pretend whiskey, but it's very, very nice.
It's funny how the thing is, when I was a youngster, I loved whiskey. I'd be the 16-year-old that would turn up at the party with a bottle of whiskey just for myself, knowing that no one else likes it, and be like, "That's
yeah.
Yeah. But no, I. But as I've got older, my tastes have totally changed. I can't stand most like spirits now. I just don't enjoy it.
I'm all about the spirits, me. If I'm drinking, you know, yeah. I did go 6 months there. I did do very well this year. 6 months with nothing, pretty much. But,
and then 2020 happened.
Yeah, well, this month in particular, I am just honestly, and, you know, not hiding it, just saying it's fucking Christmas. You know, whatever year it is. I'm just doing this. This is what I'm doing. 2020 at Christmas, and January I'll start trying to behave myself again, but for now, fuck it.
Yeah, exactly. What you don't need to worry at Christmas. It's like everything, whether it's diets and everything, it goes out the window
Christmas. Gone out the window as well, just for this month as well. And God, it doesn't take long, does it, for to start adding up?
Oh no, it doesn't. Not at all.
On the scales.
Not at all. Okay, so
Was that my number three to you? So now you're doing
four.
A number three. Oh, that was number four to you. Doing number four.
Okay. So this is something that I know that I would love myself. So I hope that you would enjoy it too.
I love the way it comes in blurred at first on there. What's that? I knew that. I knew you text me this and I was like, he's either going to get this for real or he's going to send it in that, at least. It's Star Trek The Next Generation Enterprise book and 3D wood model. And it's only a tenner.
Yeah, absolute bargain. It's basically like you build your own Enterprise model out of, like, the book comes with flat sheets of wood that then like pop out into the shapes and then they slot in together and make models. This company is called IncrediBuilds and they do,
I can imagine it would be very fun.
Yeah, they do all sorts. They've got the Enterprise D, I think they've got the Enterprise original, they've got the Back to the Future DeLorean, they've got like the Harry Potter train, they've got all sorts of random stuff from all different franchises that you can build.
Yeah, I saw a couple
sculptures.
Of the others actually. Yeah, no, it's very, very cool. Decent price as well. I don't know how big that is, but
I think it ends up being
like
quite
a text to you
decent.
It'd certainly be easier than your £1,000 Eagle Moss DeLorean I'm referring to.
Yeah, absolutely. But also, I personally, at Christmas, I love to get stuff like that you can also play with and build and things like that.
Yeah.
So, something to get your hands on at Christmas.
Well, I'll say it this way. I think this year Santa is going to give me, not for me, but he's going to give me reason to be making a lot of Lego things this year. He's going to take my time up doing that. That's for sure.
a lot of dad help is going to be required.
Oh, a lot this year.
I had that last year. Like Amy got a lot of Harry Potter Lego. So we done a lot of spending time building like the Hogwarts, like the main hall and everything. So
that must have been a lot of work.
Oh, it was. The amount of hours that me and Amy put into building that, she absolutely loved it. It just, it was one of them projects that we would, because obviously kids' attention spans aren't as great as what we are. We're, like, we would sit there and
they want the thing, but like, yeah, they just, they can't follow the instructions and go, yeah, right, right. They're just like, you do it, daddy, you do it. It's like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah,
they can go and play something else, and you've got to do it for the next 2 hours.
Yeah, so
and
no, we
can play with it.
Amy, luckily now, she's at an age where she can get most of the instructions, but she just needs that guidance there as well. It's just more to spot when she's made a mistake.
Yeah.
The thing is with Lego is if you make a mistake and then you have to undo fucking...
Oh, it's so easy.
Yeah.
Any model, I think it's easy to do that.
Yeah. So
both you and me have done that stuff. But, in recent years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, with that is, we would end up doing, like, an hour and a half a day or something. Just, like, then it also lasts longer that way as well. So, but, yeah. No, oh, no, that's cool. That's cool. I also will be building some Lego stuff this year as well. We got Amy another Harry Potter Lego set. So I'm sure she doesn't listen to the podcast.
Oh, you just said Harry Potter.
Yeah, this one is a Harry Potter set of Hedwig, the owl, and it actually moves up and down. Yeah. So
is my turn to center you?
It is your
turn.
Yeah.
I actually had a lot of stuff on here, but due to the amount, like. Have you got a runoff? Are you all right?
No. I was just turning the heater off because I'm starting to get a bit boiling.
Okay. Oh, well, yeah, it's better than the opposite, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Having a Noddy Holder haircut keeps you warm.
Exactly, yeah. No, I've been actually managing to record in a t-shirt the last couple of times in the studio.
Yeah? No, that's exactly what you want, so it's working. So, yeah, I'm going to send you a present, which... I don't need to explain this to you, but it was just a bit of a laugh. It's something we've talked about briefly, like, a couple of times over the years, but I know I'd get a good laugh out of it if you'd sent it to me.
Okay.
I think we've even had listeners that have said that they've owned this stuff.
Yeah, we have. We have, and to be honest, I would be very intrigued to read it.
I am very intrigued, yeah.
What Duke has treated me to. And to be honest, this would have been... This is a fan-published product that was would have been put out many years ago now, probably. But this is Star Trek fanzines, Naked Times... that looks like it was done in 32 installments by the looks of it. So
yeah.
1 to 32 of Kirk Spock / gay romance erotica.
Yeah, I think once upon a time this was used to be known as slash fiction, wasn't it?
It was slash. Is it not called slash fiction anymore?
Well, not in the description, it's not.
Oh, okay.
I think it might just be called like fan fiction these days, but yeah, slash fiction. So obviously, I don't know how long. I've no idea. Not done the research or anything. Like people that love Star Trek but love the characters so much, or the male characters of Kirk and Spock, that they imagine them to have a relationship going on, and that's what it's all about. But I've heard very little of it. I'm sure I've heard it, like, some of the stuff read out somewhere, like on a TV program, like years ago or something, like in a jokey sort of way. But no, I would genuinely, you know, the amount that we joke about these characters, especially Kirk and Shatner and stuff, like, I would love to hear it. In fact, I would love for Shatner to hear it with me.
Oh, or get Shatner to read it.
Yeah, that would be the absolute best. That would be so funny. I'd love that.
Spock.
Anything what comes after that would be hilarious.
Your throbbing groin is most logical, Spock.
I need to stop there, so I'll give myself the hiccups. I know what I'm like with this sort of stuff.
He hit me with the Vulcan cum grip.
Oh my god. We need to stop there. But yeah, I think if I opened that, I'd have a good laugh. And I'd definitely read it.
And by the looks of it...
I don't know what I could possibly read in that would... What at my age I am now, I don't think there's anything I could read that would make me uncomfortable, unless I was reading in front of my family or something. But as long as I'm just reading it to myself, I'd just be like, oh crikey. Yeah,
no, the thing is, right, getting older, I've become more and more comfortable with just life in general. That obviously, other than reading it to the kids, I would happily read it to anyone. Like, whether it was Leanne, my mum, or...
OAPs on the bus.
That's it, yeah.
Story time now, everyone.
Yeah. Oh, but, yeah, and what I love about it is it does really... It seems like it the look
the
of...
Naked the look time.
Yeah, the look of the cover... It looks like the fan-made, fan-published scripts, like, would have been, like, on the printed A4 paper. Yeah, back in, the 80s.
Some 80s or early 90s computer. And it's just Spock just standing there with Kirk giving him a bit of a shoulder massage.
With Spock's face being like, ooh.
Oh, yeah, what's this going to lead to? Who knows?
There is only one logical conclusion, Captain. We must fuck.
Oh, that's got to be a line in there at some point, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, so, okay. I haven't got... I never managed to find you any funny gifts like that, unfortunately. However, I did...
You know, with, like, the Kirk... and Uhura kiss, like, I had somehow that had escaped me. I'd never actually seen the episode for years, but I'd always you can go back on the pod, like, when I the first year of me being on the pod in like 2015, I'd heard about the first ever interracial kiss on TV. It wasn't, but that's what they said for years. But then to actually watch it, it's like some weird alien god, like, forcing the two of them to kiss. And they're both like going, oh, we really don't want to, but if we've got to, we've got to, you know. And it's that's not what I imagined it was going to be. I thought they were actually going to give a shit about each other somehow.
I know. I feel that whenever anyone quotes like that of like being so progressive, I'm like, it's not really, because
they're both acting like they're disgusted with each other to a point.
Yeah, they're both forced into this situation,
but are forcing them to do it. Yeah,
yeah, that's like,
well, yeah. Just think about any two people on the planet that are being forced by a third or fourth party, whatever you call it, to do that. Like, it's not nice.
Yeah, exactly. It's obviously. If you look at it like in certain aspects, you could class that as abuse as well to both.
Definitely. Yeah.
So it
surprised me when I eventually saw it that was the scenario that it's happening. When I was like,
it's not progressive.
We've heard positive stuff about this. Yeah, it's. But then again, you know,
back in the '60s, you couldn't have a white guy actually want to.
Exactly, yeah. If we were born 20, 30 years earlier than we were, then maybe I'd understand it, where, like, even though to normal. I consider you and me normal. Like, we don't see barriers like that. You know, like, we could have ended up with anyone of any race or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, yeah, the same way that Gene Roddenberry was clever about how he did other things and addressed other issues
mm-hmm.
on screen at that time and had the TV channels of that time not argue with him, I think maybe that's what he was doing with that as well, where he was happy to have that on screen and happy to be able to say that that happened. But at the same time,
it's almost like
they had to do it that way. It's like,
mm-hmm.
like if Kirk had just... Kirk and Uhura just decided in an episode, oh, we like each other.
They would have been like,
the channels at the time might have been, yeah, like saying, oh, no, that's not okay. You can't do that. You know why.
I think you're definitely right. That was the way
it's
around
sad,
it.
Isn't it?
It is sad. And also the thing is as well, I think because of the times, it's not like if you didn't see that episode, you've missed it until one day you luckily see it in reruns. There wasn't VHS.
It was banned in certain American states
mm-hmm.
because that's how backward they were.
Yeah. So
they were that pathetic. They were like, no, we're not going to allow it. Not going to let people see that. It's just pathetic. But yeah, I only got onto this because I was going to say in that Naked Times / fiction I'd sent you, that would be the perfect thing to put in there when you think about it. I think a lot of modern stuff, porn, like video porn, whatever you want to call it, is based on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people supposedly being put into situations like, oh no, I've got to shag my sister or my mum or whatever it is. That is what so much modern stuff is. So they could easily have done that with this, like, Spock, I've got to shag you, because this Greek god from 3,000 years ago is forcing us to do it. Oh, we better do it. It's not like we actually like each other, but...
I don't know.
To save the Enterprise.
I don't know. I think the people that write this fan fiction like to ship them together, so they like the idea of them falling in love.
Oh no! That's just popped into my head with, you know, with the whole silly Uhura Kirk thing.
Yeah. No. Well, to be honest, mate.
I'm sure whoever's writing it would find any excuse.
As far as modern porn goes, I never look for a storyline.
That is out there. That with the modern, I don't want to say modern generation, but that's just out there. It's just, you know, these bizarre. If there is a storyline, that's generally what they are. Sisters, stepbrothers, stepmothers, stepfathers, all this weird stuff. And it's like,
mm-hmm.
why? Like, why does that have to be the storyline? I can think of loads of better storylines than that.
There's a lot of people with daddy issues.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah.
No, I don't know. I think, but also, I just think... with these fan books as well, near enough all of them were written by women, so I think you're going to see a lot of sensuality within them. Like,
yeah, it's interesting that still goes on with like the Japanese anime stuff, where a lot of women like doing that now, but not just with stories, but with like pictures and actual animations where. Mm-hmm. They mix male characters together, like
mm-hmm.
yeah, obviously that's, well, everyone has something different that floats their boat, but yeah, obviously not being a woman, I can't quite understand that, but whatever floats your boat, you know. So you know I'm happy with what anyone wants to do, anyone likes and enjoys. And as I say, I would enjoy this in my own way.
Would be really intriguing.
In fact, I think I was just, when I looked this up for you and decided, like, yeah, I'm giving this to Wayne as a virtual present, I thought to myself, if I had this, I think I would just say, I'd give the author credit, but I'd just say, fuck it, do you know what? I might just do a YouTube video and just, you know, read it out loud.
Yeah, like just reading it like an audiobook.
Fire. Yeah, with a mince pie, glass of Jack Daniels, Tennessee fire whiskey, whatever it is. Just go, and then Spock approached Kirk from behind.
He as they stood at the science
neck inch, but not on Kirk's neck.
They stood at the science desk. Spock's hand accidentally brushed Kirk's chest.
I'm guessing that's how it all starts, but it can't end there. It's no. Got to progress, hasn't it?
That's it. Well, you know how strong the Vulcans are.
Yeah, that's definitely.
But then it takes a real sinister turn halfway through and turns out like Spock's into sadomasochism.
Yeah, it's easy possible, yeah.
getting all that pomfar out. Captain, they're stranded on a planet. The shuttle's broke down and Spock enters a second pomfar.
Yeah.
Captain, I must fuck or I will die.
Do you know what? Just like my thing, I bet that's in one of them. How can that not be?
Oh, it's got to be.
Just like her thing. Like Kirk would just say, like, normally do this, but you're a good friend, Spock, so I've got to do it.
He's very loyal.
Yeah. Don't tell Bones. Don't tell anyone.
Oh, dear.
And I've got an appointment with her later on.
Actually, she might be into this.
Yeah. Being ran down to the planet.
Nurse Chapel to transport room one, please.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay, so your next gift. Okay, so I think... We've been
on that one for about 40 minutes. Crack on.
Actually, there is a real theme with my presents. I want to be keeping you busy at Christmas. So here is your next gift.
I've seen this. I have actually seen this in shops. I've considered buying it myself. Don't know why I never have. Maybe price. That's not a bad price.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm rounding it up because it's over 0.50p.
Mm-hmm.
So for £14, roughly £14, Star Trek, The Next Generation, colouring book. And yeah, I think I would enjoy that. I think it'd be the sort of thing I wouldn't do until January the 10th or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Once everyone's gone back to school. But yeah, do that. Yeah, the front cover's quite funny, actually. Like, Picard sort of almost looks like he's naked from the chest down.
Because he hasn't been colored in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think I might be tempted to just draw like a boner.
I find like just sitting there colouring quite relaxing sometimes. So just
definitely
chilling out as you're doing one of your Trek rewatches.
Yeah,
colouring away, drawing as many dicks on as you like.
Yeah, Wesley could have one there as well, next to his mum.
Next to his mum.
Geordie's getting to all sorts of stuff under that desk. Yeah.
Geordie, just because you're blind doesn't mean we aren't.
Yeah, Troy is just about covering up her shame. You don't know what Tasha is getting up to behind her area there.
Worf just looking very happy.
Yeah, Worf standing proud. You just can't see it.
And Data being perplexed.
Yeah. So. Riker's just come all over the floor, but you can't see it. But Geordi's head. Oh, God, this has really gone downhill. Sorry, everyone. Sorry. It's because of the last thing we did. Oh, God. We've done this before, not for a while, but I just imagine, like, someone somewhere is going like, I did like this podcast once upon a time. It's gone too far. Sorry to those people.
Yeah, no, do apologize, especially.
No, but yeah, a Christmas present. Yeah, I would genuinely enjoy that and fill it up.
I do, Mike. If you're listening at work, like you normally do, do apologize.
Oh God, sorry.
Sorry, Mike. Oh dear. So yeah, no. Well, I'm glad that you like that. Shall we move on to the next present?
So what have we done? 1-1, 2-2, 3-3.
We're on number
4,
six
4,
now.
5-5. So I'm
we're on the
on
final
stick.
Dip.
So I actually said for you, I would give you a choice.
Mhm.
So I'm going to say, I'm going to give you a choice of practical, funny, or rude. And keep in mind, we've done a few rude things already.
Okay, so rude and
well, you
funny
do,
aren't
you
the same.
You want, but you can, yeah, there's three choices for you, and you can only have one of them just
okay.
Going by the name alone. Practical, but cool. They're all cool.
Of course.
Practical, funny, or rude for your last present of the day, of Christmas Day.
I'll go with funny.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd go with that one, actually.
Because I'll go with funny, because you could classify
I'll tell you
the
what
boxes
the runners
as
up were
practical.
After. Yeah. Yeah, they are. No, you could have them for 20 years. I do.
Yeah. And you could classify my slash books as rude. So mm-hmm. I'll go for the funny option.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I hoped you would. And you would have still had money left over, like nearly a fiver. Right, so maybe I could give you that for vouchers or... okay. So, right, where... Oh, what are you doing? Sorry, I'm looking at it in photo, so I need to go to WhatsApp. Go on the photo thing. Right, so I'll just explain it once I've sent it to you.
Okay.
So it's very cheap.
I love it.
It looks to me, the way the art looks, the colouring, it looks like this was once somebody's tattoo.
It does look like a tattoo.
But what it actually is, I'll let Wayne tell you.
What it is it's a sticker. It's a 5-inch sticker of Spock. Like from the movie era Spock, probably like Undiscovered Country ish era, flipping the bird at
yeah.
So he's giving the fuck you finger to someone with a very run of the mill
look.
Yeah, steer Spock look. So no, I do like it. And the art is fantastic on it. You're right, it does
it
look
is.
Like a tattoo.
Yeah, like a big back tattoo or something, like a big shoulder tattoo. But yeah, whatever it was originally, someone's made it into a sticker, and I'm tempted myself. Like, it's the sort of thing, like, if I didn't have kids, I'd stick that on the back of my car, I think.
Yeah. Oh no, that's it's really
it maybe
good
with
well.
Like above it. If you're close enough to see this, then ...
Mm-hmm.
And then a picture of Spock giving the finger.
Yeah. No, I love it. And I think it's
right.
Yeah. No, the art on it is really good.
Yeah. Whoever's done that, very good. I've never seen that before. Which again is what makes me think that that's a tattoo
mm-hmm.
turned into a stick.
Yeah. Oh no, definitely. So no, that's a nice little gift to finish on.
Cool.
And your gift, your final gift, is your main present.
Do you know what? Actually,
what?
I'm just doing my maths.
Mhm.
I can't give you the rude or the practical, but I could still give you, one of two cool little things. Actually, on mine. On my end.
Oh, go on then. Do that first before your big present.
What? Because you're definitely only going to do one for me now.
I'm only doing one.
Okay, then. So, yeah, I can give you an additional one. Do you know what I'll say? Instead of descriptions, I'll just say heads or tails. I know which one is heads. Okay, tails. Okay, so I will send you tails. It is something related to a very recent Patreon podcast we just did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. It's a patch. It's a Star Trek 3 The Search for Spock patch, like the sort that you would sew onto a jacket or bag.
Yeah, embroidered.
Yeah, with the Enterprise very burning well in flames. Embroidered.
Very dramatic, very cool looking, despite the fact that it's for a not-so-popular movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it still looks very cool.
It is very cool.
Yeah, again, like, if I received that from someone, I'd be like, yeah, fuck it, I'm sewing that on something. Why not?
Yeah, no, it does. It's really, really cool. I like that.
If someone came up to you and was like, oh, you know that movie's not that good, you'd just be like, yeah, who cares? It's still good. Yeah. Might not be as good as the others, but it's a cool patch, cool franchise.
Still better than Discovery.
Yeah, it's still better than Discovery. So why not?
Yeah. No, I like that. That's very cool. And I don't actually own that many patches, so...
I own a few, but I've been sort of collecting them on and off since I was about 11 years old, but they're mm-hmm. mostly band-related, music-related. Yeah. Oh, I did actually get some very cool ones recently. I don't know if I showed them to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I don't think you did, actually.
They're not far from me, so I'll grab them, but I don't know. I'll show them to you after you've revealed your presence to me, because I know that we will bore the hell out of some people if I do it before we do the presents. Where have they mm-hmm. gone? You carry on with your...
Okay. Well, I really didn't realise until sitting here... sending these over, just how much of a theme I've got for you.
Yeah.
So, your big present is this.
Oh, okay.
And I can send you over a couple of extra pictures to show you more detail.
Wow, that is a big present. Bloody hell. I wasn't paying attention to the numbers, the budget. Oh, fucking hell. I'm going to have to go and get that for real.
Yeah. So... This is it. Well, I managed to find it cheaper than that. I managed on waylandgames.co.uk. I found it for £42.96.
Oh, okay, that makes more. Yeah.
And this
got it cheaper, but that's a better picture, I presume.
Yes, it is. And this
is nice.
The Star Trek unpainted ships, Noor-class orbital space station, also known as Deep Space Nine. So, and the model
is noir.
Yeah, the model itself is 30 centimeters wide and just over 20 centimeters tall.
You can't even tell that from the picture.
No, so I've just sent you a couple of extra little pictures just to give you more.
Sorry, I'm not going to see it.
Insight.
I'm listening to whatever you want to say, but I'm just walking in the kitchen with the laptop.
Fine.
But that looks awesome. I've seen like versions of that out of the box at conventions mm-hmm. and online for, painted in certain ways. But no, I've never seen that box like that.
Yeah. So this, I'm not sure when it was released, but yeah, it's an unpainted Deep Space Nine that you need to paint yourself. So I allowed like about £7 in your budget to buy some paints.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I think that would be worth it to get something like that and, you know, put your time into it.
Mm-hmm.
But just the box alone, I've been talking to you back and forth on text recently about the Back to the Future stuff, where mm-hmm. even though the models that they've released recently might not look as good as I hoped, like the box art is fantastic, and it's the same with that.
Yeah, Exactly. Yeah, no, the I really do like the box. It's really quite nice. So, and that's, I'm trying to think.
Yeah, especially considering that I've told, like, my mum and dad, for example, like, just get me vouchers for eBay that was on this year. That might be something I'll be looking for, to be honest.
So if you just search, because apparently, like, the... it says the brand is like the line that comes from is the Star Trek Deep Cuts Unpainted Ships collection.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just search for Star Trek Unpainted Ships Nor Class Orbital Space Station, you'll find that on Amazon. So
thank you.
Yeah, no. So I've got you something to colour, something to paint.
Yeah,
something to build,
say, keeping me active.
Yeah. And something to play as well.
No, it's very nice. I don't know if we're going to do what we said, where we said maybe let the listeners decide like who won or whatever, but I don't know if that should be a thing.
Or just let us know if out of any of them gifts.
Which did you like better? Which lineup did you like better? Which would you be happier with yourself, I guess?
Yeah, or which gift in particular you would be most happy with?
Yeah.
Or do you own any of these?
Yeah, that'd be cool as well, especially that last one. I'd like to know and see if anyone's got that. Do you know what? You know what I'm going to bring up now, don't you?
What's that?
Our best commenter of every week. Like, I've noticed that Darren, in a lot of his comments, he often seems to talk about like arty or creative or just nifty things that he does with stuff like that. So I wouldn't be surprised to hear. He was just talking about, I just saw he'd commented on the latest, the last pod that we put up where we're accusing him of being dead or whatever.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Well, it was more concerned than anything.
Oh, yeah, it was concerned. Yeah. But yeah, he was talking about the NECA figures because we were talking about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I can confirm that I've now been into Forbidden Planet and I've looked at other Back to the Future figures. And there's clearly something going on with them because I've seen Biff now as well. And Biff also looks like he's wearing blusher or whatever you want to call it on his cheeks.
Yeah.
And lipstick on his lips. And other than that, he looks great. But he just looks like, I don't know, like he's going to a drag club or something. Not quite that much, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Nice. But yeah, Darren was commenting about how he's bought like Batman and stuff and saved money because they bought different versions out of the same figure with different colouring and just painted it. So yeah, I think he suggested like look it up, see if other people have done that. And whether I look it up or not, it's a good idea.
Like absolutely.
If you wanted to buy those Back to the Future ones or any NECA figures or anything that standard, but where it's like slightly underwhelming with... What are you laughing at? You're looking at something on your phone.
Oh, no, I was looking at the meme that Darren had made of you. Star Trek Discovery is shit. Changed my mind.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I actually put that out on Facebook, and when I did it, I was just like, oh my God, am I going to get loads of hate? And I didn't. I forgot to mention that on any of the pods. I've got about three or four private messages, which were just all positive. Just like, I can't prove you wrong, mate. You're spot on. So I was quite happy with that. Like all the stuff I got back from that, which I didn't expect to get anything. I didn't expect people to message me, but they did. And yeah, I was just like, oh, good. I was fully expecting to wake up a couple of days after and people saying, like, how dare you? Bring it on! But it didn't happen.
No.
So I was happy about that.
That's good. That's good to know. But also, I know we always give a lot of love to Darren, but I won't read all of the feedback out at the moment, but just wanted to thank Drew Barker.
I was going to say Drew as well. Yeah. Cheers, buddy.
Yeah, for getting in touch. He's been a real long time listener for a hell of a long time. So thanks, Drew, for getting in touch and listening. Also, some some Aussie bastard called John D who listened. So cheers, John. Cheers, JD. Always appreciate listening, mate. And also Mike as well. He always listens. It's always nice to get know that you guys are listening and get some feedback on your opinions on stuff.
And even if he's not commenting, like, it's nice to think that Matt's listening as well, because I'm listening to him now.
quite often I will get feedback from Matt direct via WhatsApp. So
he's too good for us.
Yeah.
I mean that in a nice way. I'm not like...
Not in a bitchy way.
Yeah.
Thinks he's better than us.
He is. Yeah. All right, I'm going to show you a couple of real life patches now. I don't know if Skype will edit them out. I'll do the worst to best. You'll know what they are immediately. I can't remember. Oh, fucking Skype. There you go. I've got to put it in front of my face.
That's cool.
You might not recognize it straight away, but after I show you the second one, you will. It's on someone's jacket. Both of those two things are on...
Oh, it's on Rio's jacket.
And this is the back of his jacket. Even
nice. Oh, very nice. Yeah, no, the first one. That's really, really cool. Yeah, I didn't put two and two together at first.
And then this one as well.
That's nice. The Phoenix mirror.
It's the Phoenix and Dragon.
And Dragon mirror. Together.
And my plan is to buy like a sort of, I'm not going to buy a brown leather jacket, but if I could just buy a brown shirt, I'd be happy to put, you know, those two on either side, not for anyone can see it, only you can see it. Stick that on the back somewhere and stick that on the front pocket or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, no, definitely.
I'd
get a kick out of seeing that.
I was going to say, should have brought this up at the beginning. Are you all right for a little, for 10 minutes?
Yeah, I'm good for a trek off.
Oh, good. Okay. But I was just going to bring something up. I've been watching, I don't know what it's called, but some Reunited show on YouTube recently.
Josh, getting cast members.
Josh Gad or something like that?
I know the one you mean, yeah. He'd done like a Back to the Future one.
I don't know if he was the guy who did Voyager or if that... No, that was someone else, actually. No, it was someone else. But yeah, I was watching the Back to the Future one today. But sometime in the last week, I watched him do Wayne's World.
Oh, I missed that one.
Yeah, go and watch it. It's definitely worth it if you love the movies, which I do. I just watched them to death once upon a time. But yeah, something I'd sent in a text. I was just like, I just sent a text to you just saying Wayne's World, you know, Trekmate fact, ask me on the pod or something like that.
Yeah.
So just remembered it. So when they're doing it, they get, sometimes they'll get the main cast, but sometimes they'll get all sorts of people on these reunion things, which is exactly what they did on that. And they got a guy on there who... I don't remember seeing him in anything else other than Friends, the TV show Friends. It's like a fat guy with a moustache, and he's like the landlord of Monica or whatever.
I know the one, yeah.
He's in Wayne's World, the original film, and he goes into the cafe where Ed O'Neill works, who's now the granddad in Modern Family. You know,
Al Bundy.
Yeah, Al Bundy. Yeah, that's what I was going to say, yeah, married with children. So he goes into the cafe and he's complaining about being fired to Ed O'Neill.
Yeah.
And Ed O'Neill starts saying like, oh, I know how you feel. You want to rip his heart out and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But the fat guy, anyone who's listening, go and watch the video. If you want to see someone explain it better. I don't know if he's telling the truth. I presume he is. It's, you know, it's all Paramount, so it makes sense. But he claims in this interview, or whatever you want to call it, this reunion, that he was filming Next Generation, or whatever it was, or Voyager, or Deep Space Nine. He was a Klingon.
Oh, okay, cool.
And he went and did his audition as a Klingon. So he was wearing his Klingon makeup to do an audition for Wayne's World, and they were just like, yep, it's fine. We'll see you next week.
Excellent. That's pretty cool.
And he was like, yeah, so I think I'm the only Klingon that ever auditioned for Wayne's World and got the job. And I was like, oh, that's awesome.
To be honest, there's probably not many people turned up to auditions in like Klingon garb for anything.
Yeah, it's just that they happen to be the same company. And he was like, well, I've not got time to take it off. I've got to do it. I may as well go do it. And it just made me laugh. I just thought that's brilliant.
To be honest, I never put two and two together that Wayne's World was done by Paramount, because there is a number of Star Trek references in Wayne's World.
Yeah, there is, like Wayne and Garth, or Garth specifically, whistling the TOS theme tune on the car.
And then Wayne commenting about
Next Generation
the more
being,
superior.
Yeah, but it doesn't get the credit for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. No, I love that. No, but I don't think that is just because it's Paramount. I think that
that's the right.
Mike Myers holds the reins on all his films, and it's got to be that they're both fans. I think.
Yeah. No,
you don't make a comment like that
without having a background.
Yeah, which I think's cool. I like that.
Yeah. No, definitely. Oh no, I will check that out because I love Wayne's World.
Me too. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, absolute classic. No, I will check that out. Thank you very much. Okay,
it's always got to be a buzz being a Wayne.
Oh, mate,
I know
honestly.
How much more of a buzz I would get if that film was called Jude's World. Like, I love it already, but if it was called that, I'd be just like, oh, it's awesome.
Not many people as a kid. That's the thing. Not many people as a kid have their own theme tune.
Yeah. Wayne's World. Wayne's World.
It's party time. It's excellent. Oh
yeah,
no!
Good ego boost.
Absolutely, I can't lie to you. I do love that theme tune.
Did you ever sing that to anyone, like your parents?
Oh, I've sung it to loads of people.
Yeah,
I've sung it to my kids.
In fact, we probably would have been better off doing that at our last physical convention we did, instead of trying to do whatever the hell it was we did. And I obviously performed it so badly, no one's ever shown me a video back of it. What was it? Not Power of Love, but it was
Earth
Chuck
Angel.
Berry.
No, not Earth Angel. Is Johnny Be Good.
Johnny Be Good, yeah. I've just thought that ever since. That was clearly so bad, probably on my part, not on Wayne's, that no one ever said, oh, dude, do you want to watch that video back? I recorded of you. I just thought, like, oh, we better not show it.
I don't know if I've seen a video.
No, I'm not sure if I want to at this point. I think you probably did your part. But yeah, if any embarrassment, major embarrassment is, you know, if anyone's mainly to blame for that, it's going to be me. Because I just didn't practice it enough. And I, you know, spent roughly, it wasn't that long, but only about like an hour and a half drinking before I got to that, like doing a podcast with Jamie and Simon, and I was just knocking them back by the time me and you had, no joke, about 10 minutes to rehearse. I was already getting messed up by that point, and I was just like, oh, let's just have fun, let's not worry about it. I know everyone was complimentary when like we got off the stage, but the fact that I never saw any evidence of that, even though four or five people said, like, yeah, we filmed it. I just have to presume that, like, God, that was awful. What the fuck were you doing?
I'm not sure. I can try and get a video.
Well, that'll be easier. I'll dress up as Garth.
Oh, I don't even need to dress up.
No, you don't. Yeah, just get the cap. That'll do.
No, I'm just Wayne. That's it. Yeah. Okay, mate, before we see out this Christmas episode, it wouldn't be Christmas without playing a game. So let's have a trek off.
Cool. Yeah. And I've already seen feedback from the last one. People were glad to see it back. And we were too.
When we say people, we mean Darren.
Yeah. Darren's people. When I read his comment, I've got a... Imagine that's like 100 people saying it.
Yeah.
Because the other 99 can't be fucking bothered, the lazy bastards.
But which I totally understand, because I don't message.
Oh, no. No, I understand it. I do the same. Yeah. listening into pods for years and you just don't bother to write in because you just kind of think, what's the point? I understand. We don't judge.
Yeah. We don't judge.
It's Trivia Book 2 because that's the only one I just picked up off the shelf.
Okay, in that case, it's Trivia Book 2. That's no problem. Okay, would you like to go first or second?
I'll let you choose whether you want to go first or second.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Okay, go for it.
Go. He knows where Deep Space Nine is. He's waiting for me to get to that point. No, this one is too specific. It's optical data.
Okay.
And you've got to like identify all the different ships and stuff. So just let me go a few more pages.
Okay.
Do it sooner this time.
Stop.
Okay. Ah, Wayne will like this one. Star Trek 6.
Okay.
The Undiscovered Country. 115 to 132.
128.
118.
Oh, 128, mate.
Yeah, no, I know. I was just saying this stupid advert.
Oh.
And why that just popped in my head. I haven't seen that for ages. I don't even know if it exists. But who prosecuted Kirk and McCoy?
Is it a multiple choice answer?
No, it's not. It's just okay. Literally just a straight up question. The film.
Christ, who was the prosecution? He was Klingon, if that helps. Yeah.
That is correct, but I'm not going to give it to you.
it's wanting more specific than a Klingon.
Yeah.
A
Klingon bastard.
He was defended by Worf.
Yeah.
Worf's
granddad, I think it technically was, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm not going to get it. No, I'm not going to get it. Not even Hazden, I guess.
You sure?
Koloff.
No. It was General Chang.
Fuck, I thought, why was my head doing that? I was like, no, Chang wouldn't have been prosecuting him. It would have been someone else. I had in my head that it wasn't Chang.
That's who it was.
Fuck, I just had an absolute brain burp there.
Don't worry.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good. Okay, go on, you ready?
I am. Stop.
Okay, you've got a page with three questions on.
Oh, okay.
And it is Star Trek Voyager related by the looks of it.
I often seem to get Voyager, don't I?
Yeah, so you've got between 248 and 250.
I'll go right in the middle. 249.
Okay. I wouldn't get this at all.
So maybe I'll go 250 then.
if you want, I'll let you change to 250.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Yeah, have 250.
Which is also equally as impossible.
Oh, I don't know then. No, I'll go 248 then. 248. I'm not cheating. It's not like you've said anything yet.
Okay, I'll give it to you then. I'll give it to you, but I'll let you know the other two questions first.
Don't, because you'll just cloud my mind.
In that case, fuck it. Question 249 was the Entharan weapons dealer Kovin appeared in which episode?
No.
And 250 was what did the Vaadvaur create? Vaadwaur. It's like, oh Christ.
But it just said dildos or something, so that would have been wrong.
Okay, so 248 is a multiple choice question.
Oh, much better. There's a 25% chance.
Okay, so which of the following episodes did not feature the Hirogen?
Okay.
A, Nemesis. B, Hunters. C, Prey. D, The Killing Game Part 2.
A.
It's got to be. It's got to be the only one. Let's go for that one. Sorry, just trying to...
That's all right.
Find where it would be.
Boom, 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 boom. boom, 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 boom.
Okay, it's a section before Starfleet. That makes it easier. Okay. Yeah, 248, a nemesis.
Oh, yeah. He's there got it.
One in the bag.
Thank you for letting me re-choose my number there. You didn't say the question or anything. That wouldn't be acceptable. If you read the question out, it was just like, nope, too hard. You were just nice enough to save it. It is Christmas, so...
We'll allow an amount of leeway.
Yeah, I'll do the same for you if it comes up as well. So that's one question in it, isn't it? Or two?
No, one question each.
Okay, here we go. Can you see the book?
Yeah, I can see.
Let's go. Oh, no, it's getting lost. I'll do it closer to my face.
Stop.
Miscellaneous data. Oh, Voyager. 163 to 184.
164.
What did Janeway plant in Resolutions?
Fucking hell. And it's going to want something. I don't even know which episode was Resolutions.
I can't think myself, actually.
It was the New Year special.
Yeah.
Miscellaneous
data at the back. Is it its own thing, I think?
She planted her fist into Chakotay's anus. I don't know. It's going to be some exotic alien plant, but...
Oh, and the bloody bit now in the back. I think you might have had to help me with this another time.
I'm going to guess sweet peas.
Sweet peas. Yeah, it's as good a guess as any, I suppose. Oh, I can't find the bloody section in the back. I'm sorry, everyone.
So you're on miscellaneous data.
Yeah, Voyager specifically, but...
Abstract knowledge, personnel files, Starfleet.
Stupid thing. It's not in the Voyager section itself, which it would just do that. Like, if it's a Voyager one.
Movies.
Oh, I've just gone through the entire thing. I still couldn't find it.
Star Trek Voyager.
Okay, I've got it. So
you got it?
Was that? It was 164, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What was the question? It was...
What did Janeway plant?
In Resolution.
In Resolutions.
And you said sweet peas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad, I guess. It was Talaxian tomatoes.
Of course it was.
Remember,
it could have been fucking anything.
Yeah, drugs. Yeah, hardcore exactly. Illegal drugs.
Nothing's illegal in the future.
No, I don't suppose it is. Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yep. Stop.
Okay. Oh, you have got lucky. It's Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Nice. It's always good when that happens.
You have to choose from Jake Sisko or recurring and guest characters.
I think I always go with recurring. I do like Jake. I could probably do a Jake one, but I'm going to go recurring because it might be someone. It might be Jeffrey Combs.
Oh, no. I will give up all of Jake Sisko just for the chance at Jeffrey Combs.
Yeah, yeah, I'll go recurring.
Okay, so it's 127 to 142.
130.
130. Okay, so what was stolen from Lwaxana Troi in The Forsaken?
A wig? Is it multiple choice?
No multiple choice on this one.
What's the name of the episode?
The Forsaken.
I'm either going to go with wig, seriously, or the thing that she always brings up, like the rings of Betazoid or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing her, it's either a ring, mm-hmm. a wig, or a dress. It's called The Forsaken. I can't remember it.
I'm not sure if that's the one where she like proper hooks up with Odo or...
Um, I'll go with a dress or clothing, if that's okay.
So what was stolen from Luoxana Troy in the Forsaken? Turns out Odo stole her anal virginity.
Virginity, yeah, I was going to say that. the man gangbang machine himself.
Don't leave him alone with any of your relatives, ladies and gentlemen. It was, you was along the right lines with all of your guesses. It was her latinum hair brooch.
Okay,
so it was the right sort of lines.
Yeah, definitely. No, that's fine.
Okay, so point. Here is my third and final question. This is to tie.
So you have to get this.
I have to get this to be tie in the game.
And if you don't, I've won.
That's it. Here stop. We
go. Right. So it's just Starfleet. That's all okay. It's... it says Starfleet, but everything... Oh, no, sorry. I was going to say everything I'm seeing is Deep Space Nine, but then I realised it's not. So 380 to 400.
387.
Okay. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there will get this. Maybe you might be one of them. I'm not. What class of ship was the Valiant?
Now I'm trying to remember which ship the Valiant was, what it would look like.
Yeah, I don't mind admitting that, but I wouldn't get it.
I'm going to guess it's a Nebula class.
Okay. What number was that?
Three eight seven.
God, we're miles off. Where is it then? Why do they do this to me? Nearly there. What did you say?
A Nebula class.
I'm sorry to say for you, but happy to say for me, but you're incorrect.
What was it?
It's actually Defiant class. So
they change the name back to Defiant, don't they?
What class of ship was the Valiant, according to the book we're reading, the Defiant class?
No, but I'm just saying, is that the one that they give Sisko after the Defiant is destroyed, that then they rename back to the Defiant?
You're welcome to look it up, but I can't remember, honestly.
I am going to Google that because I'm interested.
Yeah, go for it. Me too.
DS9... USS Valiant. Okay, so the Valiant. The Valiant is the Defiant class ship, the one that had been Red Squad was using it, the one that Nog and Jake get.
Oh yeah.
Stuck on. It's that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying. I can't remember. Okay. Now I'm curious as to DS9 Second Defiant. I'm going to find out what that was called initially, because
I tell you what. In the book we're reading from,
mm-hmm.
the definitive Star Trek trivia book, Volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
On page 163. I'm glad you didn't pick question 400.
Why, what was that?
Because it's like one we've never seen before. It's like I don't know how much of it they want you to get right. It is match the following runabouts with the episodes in which they were destroyed. And I'm not going to say them all, but it's A to G.
Christ.
Yeah, it's like, how many do they want you to get right? Like, what if you only get two right? What happens then? Well, obviously... we're on our own show. We make up our own rules, but
exactly
extensive, like USS Gander. Oh, I'm not going to say USS every time, but Gander, Ganges, Mekong.
Mm-hmm.
Oronico, is that how you say it?
Orinoco. Oh,
well, I'm not going to keep embarrassing myself.
Yeah, it's Orinoco.
Pronounce half of these.
Okay, and just so you know, the second Defiant that they got given.
Mm.
Is its original name was the USS Sao Paulo.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And then it was rechristened the Defiant. Okay, so you have won.
I've won. Oh, it feels good. Feels good. I was happy for you last time, and I'm even happier for myself.
Would you like your third and final question to see if you can round it off?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, but I still win anyway.
You win either way. This is just for even more kudos points.
For more gloating. Yeah. Okay. Stop.
Okay. I'm not sure which show this... Oh, no, it's TNG.
Okay.
You can choose from the category gifts or mistaken identities and alter egos.
I'll go for the second, the alter egos and mistaken identities.
Okay, so the options are between 163 and 174.
Go 164.
164. Okay. Ooh, sorry, one second. My bloody mic was falling off there. 164.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In which episode was Data's place taken by an imposter?
Well, I'm guessing the imposter is Law. But honestly, I'm sure loads of people know listening to the podcast right now, but and it's possible a more daytime, awake, more sober version of me might remember, but I don't know. In fact, when you say it, I'll probably be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. But
I would have been able to work this one out.
Just ask the question one more time. I know what it is, but just ask it one more time, just in case it somehow rings a bell.
Okay, so in which episode was Data's place taken by an imposter?
Oh, God. I wish I could... I might just have to do what you've done earlier on and just not even try and be funny and just say, you're going to have to tell me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, So, what was the character that you thought he was going to swap places with?
Law.
Okay.
Oh, so, it's not fucking called Law, is it?
No, it's called Data Law.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Why didn't I just... Could have taken a gamble on that one, couldn't I? Bloody hell.
It's a season one episode, Data Law.
If it wasn't for the fact I'd already won, I'd feel almost as bad as I did all the way... those years ago on it's a mariachi band when I should have said that when I knew that was the answer, but for some reason I didn't say it, and then you called the episode that.
It's a bloody mariachi band.
But at least this time I won.
Yeah, I can't believe I lost on a fucking stupid question. That I should have got General Chang. I just had a brain burp.
I think you just have to give me a chance sometimes, just make him feel good about himself. It's Christmas. Let him have one this week.
It is.
He's only got one, right? He can't even remember Data Law. Let him have it. Yeah, it's a time for giving. Okay, so yeah.
It's a trek, mate. It's a trek off, mate. You don't even need a sign out.
Well, yeah. I was just gonna say, he's Data. I was Law. That's trek, mate.
Jean-Luc, the bald head captain, had a very shiny head. And if you ever heard him, make it so is what he said. All of the other captains, they used to look up to him. Until Wolf 359, when they encountered the Borgified him. Then in one so daring move, Riker saved the day. Data and Worf take a shuttlecraft, get to the cube and get our captain back. Then all the crew just loved him, as they shouted out with glee. Jean-Luc, the bald head captain, You're the best captain in the galaxy. Jean-Luc, the bald head captain, had a very shiny head. And if you ever heard him, make it so is what he said. All of the other captains, they used to all look up to him. Until Wolf 359, when they encountered the Borgified him. Then in one so daring move, Riker saved the day.
What'd he do?
Data and Worf take a shuttle craft,
get to the cube and get our captain back.
Then all the crew just loved him, as they shouted out with glee,
Jean-Luc, the bald head captain,
you're the best captain in the galaxy. Make it so.
You've been listening to the Trekmate Podcast. Would you like to get a hold of us? Visit trekmate.org.uk and boldly go where no podcast has gone before.
Make it so.
Prepare to attack. All hands battle station.
Don't worry. We will get to the bottom of this.
All I ask is a tall ship and a star to steer by.
I don't want excuses. I want answers.
Am I authorized to enter the neutral zone?
How do you think that tells me about your character?
Captain's log, stardate 3541.9.
Program complete. Enter when ready.
I am Captain Jean-Luc Picard, and I approve this message. Tweet us at Trekmate1701. Make it so.